And welcome back. Things are moving quickly on Missouri's same-sex marriage front. Two recent court rulings, one in St. Louis, the other in Kansas City, have rejected the state's gay marriage ban. The ban was imposed following a voter-approved constitutional amendment in 2004. Two Missouri judges, one a circuit court judge in St. Louis, the other a federal judge in Kansas City, say Missouri's law violates the U.S. Constitution. Both cases are being appealed, or soon will be. The issue seems ultimately headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Joining me to talk about the Missouri situation is A.J. Bockelman, Executive Director of PROMO, a statewide organization that advocates for LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender equality. A.J., good to see you again.
Good to see you, Don.
Okay, can you unscramble this egg for me? It's a lot of moving parts at the present time. Where are we?
So effectively, as it stands right now, marriage between same-sex couples is legal in Missouri. We have licenses being issued in St. Louis County, and Jackson County. Where there's discrepancy and concern and considerable confusion is that you have three separate cases. So you mentioned at the top of this two cases. It's really three cases because you have the first out of Kansas City, the barrier decision that was decided in early October that struck down the ban in recognition of couples married elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So for example, under the Full Faith and Credit Act of the U.S. Constitution, we currently recognize marriages performed in other states in the state of Missouri, and now same-sex couples are also in that list of what's recognized. Recently, though, as of last week, both on Wednesday, whenever the St. Louis case came down, and then again on Friday when the federal case came down, both of those continued to strike down the ban completely. As it stands right now, there's confusion, though, around what action should be taken by the Attorney General going forward, and it is our opinion that effectively the ban is dead. And it needs to stand as being denied.
But the Attorney General does have to make a move and does have to appeal, make an appeal, because it is his job, is it not, as the Attorney General to uphold the law of the state, which is what is in the Constitution.
Certainly, I'm not going to give the Attorney General knocks for doing his job. However, there are moments in time when we look for leadership to be exercised. And if you look back even over the last few years as this decision, and even historically in other cases, we've seen quite a few moments of leadership around this type of issue. So whether it was Kamala Harris in California, who did, as Attorney General, denied advancing this under her leadership as Attorney General, or Oregon's Attorney General, Pennsylvania, Lisa Madigan over in Illinois, all at different points in time agreed that they shouldn't take this up because effectively it did not stand up to the constitutionality under the U.S. Constitution.
But I wonder if, in fact, he is just doing what he feels he has to do while at the same time not seeking a stay to stop marriages in Kansas City or St. Louis.
I do believe that's a part of it. Yeah. And again, I believe that overwhelmingly in the time that the Attorney General has been in office, he's been an ally to the community. Mm-hmm. And I still respect him, even though we may not necessarily completely agree on the actions right now. If you look back over history even, in Loving v. Virginia, Missouri was one of the states that still had interracial marriage banned on the books. And at that time, after the U.S. Supreme Court – now, this was a U.S. Supreme Court decision, not necessarily just a state or a circuit court decision – the Attorney General at that time did issue guidance essentially declaring that ban to be struck down in the state after that U.S. decision. We're seeing a similar wave happen throughout the country, and if the concern is for – effectively, as it stands right now, any of these cases basically say marriage is legal for the state of Missouri. We've struck down the ban. And for an appeal to go forward, we risk different things within the Eighth Circuit. You have the Eighth Circuit that has a bad history when it comes to LGBT issues. They actually upheld a ban for Nebraska. And if it's about a case getting to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Sixth Circuit last week, which is Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan – they effectively came out with a bad decision upholding the bans in that state, likely getting us to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has not taken it up, but it's anticipated that they likely will take it up this term.
The Supreme Court, though, in the past has refused to take it up, has it not?
So just even a few months ago in May, I came across an article that essentially said the most radical thing the U.S. Supreme Court could do when it comes to marriage would be not to take up any of these cases.
Yeah.
Because effectively what was happening was your circuit courts around the country, one by one, were saying these bans are unconstitutional. It's only now that the Sixth Circuit has basically said it is constitutional under their review that there's a difference of opinion between circuit courts that likely requires the U.S. Supreme Court to step in.
Some people have suggested, who are a lot smarter than I am, that the Supreme Court has been waiting for just such a ruling, as is the case in the Sixth Circuit, I guess it is, so that there is this friction, so they have to decide one side or the other through probably the federal court apparatus.
Correct. Yeah. We're hearing very similar things, yes.
Yeah. Okay. However, it should be pointed out that the Supreme Court does not have to pick it up if it doesn't want to, just allowing the states one by one to do whatever the states want to do.
That could likely be as well.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee.
Right. Now, here in Missouri, a number of counties, cities, have decided that they're not going to abide by the ban as it has been overturned in Kansas City and St. Louis. Where do we go from here on that?
That's effectively where we're looking for additional guidance. So in the case of – if we go back historically to the Loving v. Virginia, the attorney general at that time issued guidance to all counties in Missouri that this ban was struck down and that you should be issuing licenses. A similar level of leadership could happen with the attorney general that would say effectively these cases struck down the ban. And while they may have only been local courts or the federal court – it does apply fully statewide. So we're looking for that same kind of leadership.
The leadership that you're talking about really has to come from the attorney general. I mean, that's right. I mean,
yeah.
No one else can really step in and cause anything
correct.
To happen. I know the answer to this question already, but I want to hear you talk about it with regard to how you and your community feels about what's going on. As I said before we went on the air, this train has left the station. There's no question about it.
So it has been a long time coming, and what's ironic is that for the better part of time, PROMO, our organization, we really didn't touch on marriage all that often. It really wasn't until last year, post-Windsor, that we saw this opportunity, a little bit before Windsor, when we started to see polling dramatically shift in the state. Numbers that indicated that even a body of Republicans, a strong body of Republicans, were moving in the direction in support of marriage. And so it's a little ironic that we're at this point now with marriage having so quickly moved, because none of these cases were even filed as prior to February of this year. So it's moved at lightning speed. There's a little bit of whiplash because there's confusion right now around what's going on with these individual cases, but we kind of need to take it up the next level and just view it the longer term issue that this is inevitable. And also then redouble our work on the other issues, because right now you can still be legally fired in most of the state if you identify as gay. We know that too often lesbians are denied apartments or writing a contract on a house, and that way too often transgender individuals are completely denied access to basic services. And those are core issues that we've worked on for so long. So while one avenue is moving along very quickly, other avenues are still very much behind the times.
Would you anticipate perhaps a domino effect if this thing continues on the relative fast track with regard to same-sex marriage, that if that is resolved positively in terms of the ban no longer exists, that this could represent a domino effect on those other issues that you're working on?
So polling indicates that people view the issues separately and distinctly. And what I would predict is that where we're going to see our opponents really rally will be around religious liberty, the idea that you should be able to exercise your free – let me back up. I think that effectively we're putting two core tenets of the U.S. up for review. On our case, it's about discrimination, that at its heart, the United States, St. Louis, Missouri, we don't discriminate. Our opponents are also challenging the idea of religious liberty. One of our core tenets as a country is that we have freedom to exercise our religion as we so see, as we feel fit. And you've got the nexus of those two issues coming together in regards to the LGBT community. And I think that that's the biggest fight that we're going to have over the next several years, because we're already seeing it. And there's a grand overreach in places like Arizona, and we saw a version of that bill filed in Missouri where effectively it stated – individuals, employees of companies can choose to not recognize a gay staffer or anything related to the LGBT community if it goes against their religion. We know that doesn't work for the business community. And we think that effectively going that far adds religion as a higher level of protection than any other classification.
How comfortable are you with this issue, with the one that is most likely, most quickly to go before the Supreme Court, same-sex marriage issue? How comfortable are you with that issue going before this court?
You know, I think that what we've seen are a number of rulings where Justice Kennedy comes down to the deciding factor. And I think that he telegraphed a lot in that Windsor decision last year, even though he did say it's up to the states. If you go back over history again, that Loving v. Virginia decision, up until that point, before it came before the Supreme Court, we were down to only 16 states that still had bans on interracial marriage. And it was by similar action that we are seeing now, where circuit courts struck down certain bans, and you only had a few states still standing. We're at that same point.
Those two cases, the Loving case and this issue, very, very similar, are they not?
Very similar in how they're qualified in the law, yes.
Yeah. Well, is there any timetable that you can foresee with regard to this moving ahead from where we are at this point in Missouri?
I think that we see more clarity relatively quickly on this because all sides are a little confused and frustrated by it, especially since that from our community perspective, you only have three counties currently issuing licenses. And I think that it moves relatively quickly that we see a decision and things to move possibly before the end of the year.
Are organizations such as yours at this early stage following these two most recent rulings lobbying the Attorney General's office to get some action from him?
Well, if you go to the showmemarriage.com page, mm-hmm. We're both on Facebook and up on the website, we have a petition going right now asking the Attorney General not to appeal. And at some point, we will drop those petitions at the AG's office.
Has he actually appealed the Kansas City Federal Court ruling?
The Kansas City Federal Court, no.
He plans to, apparently.
Well, so to qualify, there are three separate. And the first Kansas City ruling, the appeal there, I think, closes this next week. This KC case that went before the federal court, as of an hour ago, whenever I walked into your studio, it had not been appealed.
Uh-huh. So there's still a chance that it might not be.
Possibly still a window.
All right. Well, AJ, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I wonder if this political season, I mean, we're going into yet another political season almost immediately following the election last week. I wonder if that will have any influence at all on these issues that you've been so interested in.
You know, I think that on the marriage front, I think effectively by 2016, when this next crop of elected officials comes through, it'll be settled law by that point because it is anticipated that the Supreme Court takes this up this term because of the Sixth Circuit decision and likely has a decision rendered by the summer of next year. Mm-hmm. So this confusion over it will be done.
All right, if the court takes it. And again, that is an issue that they might just wave it off and say, let the states.
Potentially.
Yeah. A.J. Bockelman, Executive Director of PROMO, thanks so much for being with us and help us try to sort all of this out. More to come, needless to say. Appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow in St. Louis on the Air for Veterans Day, the original pilot of the celebrated B-17 bomber 909 will talk about the plane and its missions during World War II. We'll also take a look at local research into the cause and prevention of premature births, the leading cause of newborn deaths in the U.S. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.